Comedy Hour. With special guest star, Robert Cumming. With Vivian Vance, William Frawley, and Little Ricky.
All aboard, Flight 7, westbound Super Sky Chief Stratolite.
These are overweight, Ethel. You'll have to pay the extra charges.
Oh, isn't it enough that I had to cash in my Christmas savings club and sell my green stamps at a discount in order to buy my own ticket?
You mean to tell me that he made you pay for your own ticket?
Look, Rick, you run your family and I'll run mine.
Don't get me wrong, man. If you can get away with it, you can ruin both families. Speaking of families, where's mine?
Lucy went with her mother to buy little Ricky an ice cream bar.
Oh. Well, we better go and check the luggage, eh?
Give us a hand, Ethel.
There's your red cap.
Well, duck. Maybe you won't see us.
Pioneer Airways Flight 10, departing at gate 5 for Philadelphia,
here we
Chicago,
are. We'll wait for Daddy right here, honey. Right down here in Mommy's lap. Oh, are you going to be a good boy and mind Grandma while we're gone?
Yes, Mommy.
Don't you worry about us.
That's over with. Yeah. Oh, how'd you do with the luggage, Fred? Any overweight?
Just got in under the wire.
It's a good thing they didn't put him on the scale. He'd certainly be overweight with that new money belt he's got on.
Does the whole world have to know I've got a fortune on me?
Oh, relax, Fred. I'm sure the world has other things to worry about.
Hey, wait till you take a look at this front page of Variety.
Oh, cashing in on the Oriental Yen for Latin music, Ricky Ricardo skies out today to fulfill bookings on a 2-week personal appearance tour in and around Tokyo. While there, Ricardo and his band manager, Fred Mertz, will also scout Japanese talent for a future show at Ricardo's Club Babaloo here in Manhattan.
International Airlines Jet Flight 1, nonstop San Francisco, now boarding at gate 6.
Now you'll be a real good boy, and you take good care of him, Mother. Bye, Lucy.
Don't you forget to bring back the, you know what you've always wanted.
Yeah, I'll try, Mom.
What's that she knew you always wanted?
A string of real Oriental pearls. That's what.
Oh. Well, you know who's not going to get the you-know-what that she's always wanted?
Why not?
Now, look, Mother, it's costing me enough to take it all the way to Japan with us.
But real pearls are much less expensive in Japan.
Now, what is wrong with these things that she's wearing?
Oh, honey, these things cost $2.98 in Macy's basement.
Well, that's expensive enough.
Expensive. These pearls are an insult to oysters everywhere.
Oh. Will you hurry up? That jet will be there before we get on.
Okay.
Come on.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Now, Lucy, don't give up on the pearls.
I won't, dear.
Goodbye, Mickey.
Ricky, Mother. Ricky.
Bye.
Oh, of course, everyone in Japan has to take their shoes off before entering a room.
Oh. Well, if you ask me, this country has some pretty crazy customs. Yeah.
Come on, pull them hard. Come on, Fred.
I did it.
The rest of your luggage will come here very soon.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, here's a...
Oh, no, thank you. In Japan, is no tipping.
On second thought, this country has some very sensible customs.
Oh, my, what a charming room.
It certainly is.
Where do you sit?
On the floor, of course. Everyone in Japan sits on the floor.
Oh. How come you know so much about Japan?
I sat through sayonara twice.
Your room is through here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Ethel. You're not going to get me in any bathtub with a lot of lilies and goldfish floating around.
This is not to take a bath. That is a fish pond. It is for decoration. Bathtub is in there.
Oh, I see.
What a hick.
This is bathtub.
Oh. Bathtub in the living room? You have about as much privacy as those goldfish.
Hurry up and get unpacked, Ethel. I got an awful lot of sightseeing I want to do. I want to go to Mount Fujiyama and the Deer Park and the Emperor's Palace and one of those geisha houses.
Oh, excuse me, but I think you make a mistake.
How's that?
You see, geisha houses with beautiful Japanese girls entertained by singing and dancing.
Oh, yeah, sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it is much fun, but only for men. Women are not allowed in geisha house.
Oh.
Gee, that's, it's too bad, honey.
I think it's a shame that a woman can't go.
It's an even bigger shame that a certain man can't go.
Well, we don't want Ricky to go to the geisha house all alone, do we?
No, we certainly don't. So that's settled. Nobody's going.
So sorry. Sister, you're not half as sorry as I am.
Oh. Hey, pardon me, but where do we sleep?
We sleep in the closet?
No, during the day, we keep beds in here.
Oh, sort of a Japanese Murphy bed, huh?
This is not Murphy's bed. This is yours.
I think maybe Milton Berle slept here.
What's that?
This is a pillow.
We sleep with it.
You'll find it very comfortable. Try it.
Go ahead, try it, honey.
Oye, mira que tienen costumbre los japoneses.
That's Spanish for it's like sleeping on a cloud.
When you and Mr. Metz get a chance, would you please go down to the desk with your passport?
Oh, surely.
Sayonara.
Sayonara. That means goodbye.
Is it?
I don't know that I'm going to be able to.
You'll be able to, dear. Oh, fellas, wait till you see this. Madam Butterfly.
What are you three hyenas laughing?
You look like America's answer to Sesu Hayakawa.
Yeah. Well, you better start getting used to it, because I'm going to be wearing one of these from now on.
Yep. The girl just told us the hotel furnishes a clean one every day, free of charge.
Oh, really?
You know, in some respects, this country's a way ahead of us.
Oh, by the way, they want to see us down at the desk with our passports.
Well, let's go.
Fred Murch, you're not going to parade through the lobby looking like that.
Ethel, are we or are we not in Japan?
Yes, we are, Cho-Cho-San. But if they see you in that outfit, we might be deported.
Come on, Rick.
Honey, I'll help you unpack after I get back.
Huh? Okay.
Oh, see you in Oya.
Just like a dollhouse. The furniture and the screens and all these beautiful floral arrangements. Gee, everything is so Japanese.
Oh, I see you got one of those things.
What's that?
One of these mirrors so you can see if your seams are straight.
Oh, Ethel, you're so American. That's a dressing table.
It is?
Yeah.
Way down there?
Yeah.
Well, how can you use it way down there?
Simple. You just think Oriental. Now, if you want to check your makeup, you just...
go up to the mirror. Check your makeup.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah, well.
Go ahead, try it.
Not until I find out if there's a chiropractor in the house.
Gee, you know, I think these paper walls are the most fascinating things of all.
Wonder if you can hear through them.
No, I don't think so. But just to play safe, you and Fred hadn't better have any arguments for the next 2 weeks.
What are you trying to do, break up our marriage? Say, you don't have to worry about hearing through this one because you can see through it.
Oh, for heaven's sake, that's got to be fixed. I certainly wouldn't want the people next door snooping on me. I sure wouldn't want to snoop on them. What are you doing? Everything in this country is either too high or too low.
Now what are you doing?
Testing. Yep. Yeah, I can see in there, so obviously someone could see in here. Call downstairs and have them come up and fix it. My goodness. There's a man in there.
Pardon me for asking, but who is snooping on whom?
Hang up that phone, Ethel. It's Bob Cummings.
Never mind, operator. It's Bob Cummings.
Bob Cummings! Get away!
Get away! Oh, come on. Now, you've already seen. Just
honey,
let me have one look.
Minute.
Just one look.
Come on. Oh, come on. Please, I didn't get to see.
Goes away. I didn't get to see.
Well, just look. Now, we can both look in here if we just make the hole a little larger. Get my nail.
No, no. Let's tear it.
Tear it. Ethel, get my nail file out of the bag.
Why don't you get it?
Listen, if I supply the tools, the least you can do is get them. Now, go on. Where did he go? Hurry up, Ethel.
I can't find it.
Oh, dear. Here, let me take it.
He doesn't get away.
He can't go far. He was in his kimono.
I'm a Japanese salmon. Yeah, I'm holding this salmon. Oh, mama, hand me your hand.
Hurry up. I'm Lucy Ricardo.
And I'm Ethel Mertz.
And I'm...
You're Bob Cummings!
Yeah. Oh, boy, we'd know you anywhere.
Forgive me for not getting up.
That's all right.
Oh, we're in this next, well, I looked up and there was a kind of a little,
hair in the wallpaper and we were trying to patch it up.
With a nail file.
Nail file? Oh, by George, this is a nail file. Ethel, I thought I told you to get me a needle and thread.
Well, never mind. I'll fix it.
Oh, good.
Well, not right now, I will. A little late.
You know, we're big fans of yours.
Well, that's nice. I could use a big fan right now.
By the way, what are you doing here?
Taking a bath.
Oh, no. No, I mean in Japan.
Oh, yes. Well, I just arrived. I'm starting a picture next week.
Oh!
If you ladies don't mind, I'd like to finish my bath before I start my picture.
Oh, of course. We're terribly sorry. Well, I guess we better be running along.
It's an awfully nice meeting.
Yeah, I'll
see. Oh, likewise, I'm sure.
Goodbye. Bye. Oh, hi, honey. Look who we found, Bob Cummings.
These are our husbands.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the knothole gang.
Didn't we?
Yeah, we certainly did. And it was sure nice of Bob to take a sightseeing, particularly after the way that you popped in on him yesterday.
Not my fault the Japanese have paper walls. They're just not practical.
They were before you got here.
Look, if Bob Cummings can forgive me, why can't you? Oh, you want to forgive me? You don't have to get down on your knees and beg.
Who's begging? I'm just trying to get to this silly mirror so I could tie my tie. What are you and Ethel going to do today?
Oh, I thought maybe we'd do a little sightseeing. Maybe go to the Emperor's palace and mosey around.
Well, for the Emperor's sake, I hope that palace doesn't have paper walls.
Morning.
Oh, good morning, dear.
Good morning.
How'd you sleep?
Oh, not so good. Fred kept waking me up all night complaining about pains in his stomach.
What was the matter?
Was he sick?
He thought he was, but I cured him in a minute.
How?
I loosened his money belt.
That's what he gets for stuffing himself on the airplane just because the meals were free.
It wasn't that. Last night he took a bath with it on and it shrunk.
Oh, no.
Won't he even trust you with that money belt when he takes a bath?
Listen, if he won't trust the Chase National Bank, he certainly isn't going to trust me.
Is he ready?
He went ahead. He said he'd meet you down at rehearsal.
Oh, come in.
Come in.
Good morning.
Hi.
We
morning.
Had the
Hello.
Best time.
Hi, we sure did.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, how do you like these low mirrors?
Murder.
Yeah, I know what you mean. This is the only country in the world where you can get baggy pants just tying your tie. I'm assuming that you girls are interested in shopping.
Oh, yes.
So I just thought I'd show you a couple of bargains I got a hold of. How do you like that?
Oh, what exquisite pearls.
Oh, I'll say.
I got a wonderful buy on these through a friend of mine who's a dealer, Mr. Asato.
Oh.
Look at this.
Mr. Cummings, would you mind telling me how much they cost?
Not at all. $100. They're worth $300 in States.
Oh, I know.
You see, when you...
I'm just answering Lucy's next question.
Oh, Ricky, please.
I said no pearls.
Oh, honey. Honestly. Ricky, they're only $100. You'll be saving $200.
No, I won't. I'll be saving $300 because I won't give you the
$100. Oh, honestly. You make me so mad. You know how much I love pearls. I came all the way to Japan. And what am I going to have to show for it?
Black and blue knees.
Mr. Cummings, may I have those, please?
Oh, sorry.
Look, Ricky, look at... Honey, look. See how much more beautiful real pearls are?
They look exactly the same to me.
Oh, they may be the same shape and the same size, but somehow when you're wearing real pearls, you feel more glamorous and exciting.
I don't want anybody glamorous and exciting. I want you.
Oh!
I said no. Oh. I don't want to hear one more word about it.
Of all the stupid customs.
What's the matter?
I walked 3 blocks before I realized I left my shoes here. How am I supposed to remember these things?
Why don't you tie a string around your toe?
Let's go, Rick.
Bye.
Oh, Cinerama.
Yeah, I'm awfully sorry. I didn't mean to bring up a touchy subject. I didn't realize your husband was so...
Go ahead, say it. So cheap.
So cheap. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, hey. Speaking of cheap, look at this.
Ah. Oh.
$200 in the States. $100
here. Hmm? Oh, gee, I'd like to have one of those. But my husband makes her husband look like Diamond Jim Brady.
Mr. Cummings, do you think you could get another string of pearls from your friend for me?
Lucy, you heard
Please, you don't know what this means to me. All my life, I've dreamed of owning a string of real pearls.
Well, perhaps I do, Lucy. We all have our dreams. I was 26 years old before I got my first pogo stick.
Oh, Mr. Cummings, please, won't you just try?
All right. I'm going to see my friend in the morning. I'll fix it up for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I've got to run down and mail these back home. I'll see you. Bye.
Mr. Cummings, would it be all right if I gave you the money for the pearls in the morning before you leave?
Oh, sure. Suit yourself. You bet.
Fine.
Bye.
What time?
Well, why don't you drop into my room around 10:30?
Good. Through
the door, not the wall.
Oh, of course. Oh, Mr. Cummings.
Yeah?
Please, don't tell Ricky about this. I want it to be a surprise.
A surprise?
Yeah.
Well, I think you'll surprise him, all right.
Bye.
do you think you're going to get $100?
200, Ethel.
200? Lucy, you better put your shoes back on. You're beginning to think with your feet.
Don't worry. I have a plan. I get hold of $200. With 100, I buy the pearls. With the other 100, I buy a camera. When I get back to the States, I sell the camera for $200. And I have the pearls for free. How does that sound?
Fine, except for one flaw.
Oh, what's that?
Where do you expect to get your hands on $200 in the first place?
Let's see, who do I know in Japan that has $200?
Well, there's always the emperor. I understand he's loaded.
Very good, Ethel. I just don't happen to know the gentleman. What about Fred?
You'd have a better chance with the emperor.
Maybe I could talk to Fred and ask him...
Save your breath. He only opens that money belt in extreme emergencies, and there hasn't been an extreme emergency since he bought the belt.
Ooh, well, then, chances are he won't open it until he gets back home.
Right.
Perfect. Perfect. I could sort of borrow $200 from Fred's money belt without his knowing it, buy the pearls and the camera, sell the camera when I get home, replace the money, and no one would be the wiser.
Lucy, Houdini in his prime couldn't open that belt. So how do you expect to do it?
Well, I don't. At least not by myself. I had someone in mind to help. Someone we all know and love.
Well, sayonara. And as you well know, that means goodbye.
I don't want to force you, Ethel, but if Fred should happen to find out that besides using your Christmas savings to pay for your trip, you also pawned the family silver.
You wouldn't.
Now, here's what we're going to do. Tonight, around midnight, when Fred is sound asleep on his stomach.
He always does. If you had a big soft stomach like that, you'd sleep on it too.
Gotta turn him over.
I'll go toward you.
Okay. Let me get a grip. Okay, get the money. Before the bank closes, can I give you some?
What? Gonna hide them.
I'm not. I'm gonna wear them.
In front of Ricky?
Sure, he'll never know the difference.
Yes, he will.
Honey, you were right here in the room when he said he couldn't tell the difference between my cheap pearls and the ones Bob had.
That's just an excuse. Anybody can tell the difference between real pearls and phonies.
Oh. Well, all right. You're so smart, Ethel. All right, my dear.
It's amazing. They do look alike.
To the layman, yes. But to a pearl connoisseur like myself, it's very easy to tell the difference. There you are, Ethel. A little present for you. I won't be needing my cheap pearls any longer.
What makes you think I'd wear cheap pearls?
Oh, well, all right, if you don't want them.
I'll take them. I'll swallow my pride.
Swallow? You gulped it. Don't let Fred see those until we get back home and the whole plan is completed.
Oh, I won't.
Okay.
Did you get the camera?
No, I'm getting it this afternoon.
Just what I've always wanted. Genuine phony pearls. Is that you, Fred?
Yes, that's me, Fred. Wouldn't you think in the biggest city in the world I could find a new money belt?
A new money belt?
Yes.
Well, what's the matter with your old one?
Well, it's shrunk so much I can hardly breathe.
That's what you get for wearing it in the bathtub.
Okay, all right.
Who said Fred Mertz don't wear your money belt in the bathtub? Who said that?
You did.
Then why did you go ahead and do it?
Ethel, you haven't been right in 25 years. How did I know that this was going to be the first time?
Fred, where are you going?
I'm going down to the Bank of Tokyo and change my money for traveler's checks.
Fred. Maybe I could make that money belt a little bigger by letting out the seam.
Yeah.
I looked, and there's nothing more to let out.
Well, why don't you let Ethel wear it, Fred?
And let her get her mitts on my money?
Don't tell me you don't trust your own wife.
Why do you think I bought the money belt?
Now, Fred. Fred, why don't you wait and do it tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't want to wait till tomorrow.
Well, sightseeing in about an hour with us? We're going right by the Tokyo Bank, and why don't you wait and we could all go together?
I want to go right now.
Well, now wait a minute, Fred. It's awful far. It's quite a distance, too far to walk, and about $4 in a taxi.
I don't care.
I'll pay for the taxi.
Do you know I could use a little snooze? Just call me when you're ready to leave.
Yes, honey.
Oh, Lucy, what are we gonna do? When he finds out that money's gone, he'll kill us.
You're right. Wait a minute, what are we worrying about? How's he gonna find out we took it?
Well, I'll be the first one he'll suspect.
Yeah, but how's he gonna prove it?
He'll ask me and I'll confess.
Why?
Because while he's asking me, he'll have his hands around my throat.
Wait a minute. Maybe he won't remember how much money he had.
Oh, that'll be the day. Lucy, we gotta get that money back in his belt while he's taking a nap.
Where are we gonna get $200?
Oh, what'll we do?
Wait a minute. Here's the $100 I was gonna use to buy the camera.
What about the other $100?
I put the pearls in his belt.
Oh, Lucy, maybe you could get Bob to take the return the pearls and get your money back.
We haven't got time enough for that.
Oh, well, maybe he'll give you the money and return the pearls later.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. Yeah, I guess it's the only thing we can do.
Well, goodbye, pearls. It's either goodbye, pearls, or goodbye, girls. Hurry up now. I'll wait here. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Don't you ever do anything but take baths?
Well, I heard they had public bathing here in Japan, but this is ridiculous.
Mr. Cummings, I'm in a terrible spot.
Yeah, well, that makes two of us.
Look, you got to take these pearls back and give me my money back.
No, Lucy, I can't do that.
Well, what? Oh! If
you don't mind, I'll do my own pearl dive.
Mr. Cummings, you got to take these pearls back and give me my $100 back.
Listen, please, I can't do that.
Oh, but you've got to. No, Mr.
I can't.
Mr. Cummings, you don't understand.
Yes,
I have got to have my $100 back for these pearls.
I can't do it. I'd be embarrassed. The man did me a favor. Now, please, let me take
but
my...
But, Mr. Cummings, you don't understand. I'm in a terrible jam.
Lucy,
I have to have my $100 back. I have to have my $100 back, Mr. Cummings. You have to take the pearls back and give me my... Mr. Cummings... You'll be saving the life of one of your biggest fans. Now, look, you just got
to
take these pearls back. I ask is that you give
me
my $100 back. Please, Mr. Cummings,
please,
you don't understand what trouble I'm having. Mr. Cummings, I am desperate.
You're desperate. I'm telling if you...
I just want you to take the pearls back and give me the $100. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking something...
What were you going to do, let me drown?
I know. If you will listen to my story, you will understand. Won't you please listen?
All right, hurry up. I'm getting waterlogged.
All right, now look, Mr. Cummings. Can I call you Bob?
Why not?
Ready to go see the kabuki dancers? Yeah, I'm ready. How do you like what I did? Pretty clever, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, come on now, honey. Cheer up. We put the money back. Fred's got his traveler's checks, and we're in the clear, so everything's fine.
Oh, sure, everything's fine. I didn't get my pearls. Now look what happened tonight. We come halfway around the world, and where do our husbands go? To a Japanese baseball game.
I think it's great. In fact, if I could count on Fred's going every night, I'd be tempted to move over here.
Listen, Ethel, I don't want to be a welcher, but could I wear my 298 pearls tonight?
Is this permanent or temporary welching?
No, just for tonight. They're yours now.
Okay. But be careful, though. That's the most valuable piece of jewelry I own.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, no!
What's the matter?
I gave Bob the wrong pearls to return. These are the real ones.
Are you sure? How can you tell?
By the clasp. The string I bought in Japan says platinum. The string I bought in America says made in Japan. This is terrible.
Now, honey, what's so terrible about it? All you gotta do is tell Bob you made a mistake and he'll switch them.
No, I can't. He's already left to have dinner with Mr. Osato. Oh, dear, if he gives him the phony pearls, they'll both think I'm a swindler. Oh, no. Operator, did Mr. Cummings leave word where he was having dinner tonight? Where? Toma? Thank you. We're in luck. He's having dinner at the Toma Geisha House. Come on, hurry up. We'll take a taxi.
Oh, no. Just a minute.
What's the matter?
Did you say geisha house?
Yeah, come on, hurry up.
But women aren't allowed in geisha houses.
Ethel, this is no time to quibble over technicalities. Now, come on.
Oh, Lucy, I still don't see how we're going to get in there.
I don't either, but we'll figure out something.
Lucy, I don't want to do it.
Ethel, you've come this far. Don't tell me you're going to turn chicken now. Where are you going?
back to the hotel to roost.
Very well, Ethel. It's all right with me if you don't want to be one of the first two American women to ever see the inside of a geisha house.
Oh, okay. How are we going to get in there?
Honey, Sam, I have a little problem, and perhaps you would be able to help me.
Bob, I want to thank you for bringing us along. And you too, Mr. Rosado.
This beats going to a ball game all hollow, eh, Rick?
Ball game?
Oh, yes, you see, Mr. Rosado, since women are not allowed in geisha houses, we told our wives that we were going to a baseball game. Otherwise, they wouldn't let us come.
Oh,
it's the great American pastime.
Baseball?
No, fooling your wife.
Well, we Japanese men don't have to do that. Whenever we want to get away from home, we just say, I'm going to the geisha house. And that way, we can have several hours of good food, good talk, and good entertainment.
That's the way to do it, I'm telling you.
That's
the right answer. You're right.
Well, yes, gentlemen, sir. I hope you all will enjoy dinner. I have ordered some very special Japanese delicacies.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I sure be looking forward to having a very authentic Japanese dinner.
Right.
Mr. Licard, will you honor us with a song?
Me sing a song?
Yes.
Sasa dozo. Guests are often asked to entertain. It's part of the custom.
Oh, well, I'm very flattered, but I'm so anxious to get going with the dinner, you know?
Yes. I hope you like these. They are called Inago Yori.
Inago Yori?
Mm-hmm. Inago Yori.
Oh. Well, crispy, aren't they?
Mm.
They have a very, very, aren't they?
That they are, yeah.
Inago Yori, what does that mean?
Fried grasshoppers?
Excuse me, fried grasshoppers?
Mm-hmm. Do you like it?
Well, I tell you, these are the best darn fried grasshoppers I ever tasted.
I think I will sing.
Yes, sir.
No, this is a solo. This is a solo. Thank you. I sing a song. Now, we're going to try to give you a little number that I'm getting ready for our tour in Japan, and I think that we got it all figured out here. All right, girls? Ready to go? Here we go.
Supposed to act. Charming, sweet, gay. Oh, I gave that up when I got married. But I'll do my best. I wonder how we're going to find
Bob. How about that? Are they wonderful? Very good.
Bravo!
Very good.
Bravo!
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Sneaky stinkers. And they said they were going to a baseball game. Wait till I get my hands on Fred, I'll kill him. First things first, Ethel, Bob Cummings is in there, too. Lucy, what are we going to do? You take care of the sneaky stinkers, and I'll tell Bob about the pearls. What if they recognize us? Are you kidding? We didn't even recognize each other. Lucy, I'm scared. What's the matter with you? You promised.
I'd much rather...
Where have you been?
What do you do so late? Oh, well, never mind. You serve. And you dance. You will do that.
You know an interesting thing. I think that this dance that I've seen tonight is the best that I've ever seen here. Really, thank you very much, Mr. Asano.
Oh, isn't this one of the ladies of
Boston
Dance?
Well, very good.
It was very, very lovely.
I was just sang. It was an excellent dance.
Thank you very many.
This is my favorite.
Oh. Well, I'm sure if it's half as good as the fried grasshoppers, we'll love it, right?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I'm a little ticklish.
Anybody want to whisper in my ear?
Old Japanese custom. When geisha girl like gentleman, she tap him with fan.
Oh. Look, the party that bought the pearls decided she really didn't want them after all, and I told her that you'd be kind enough to take them back.
May I see those?
Oh, sure.
How much are these?
$100.
Yeah, they're worth $300 in the States.
Well, I don't know much about pearls, but they look exactly the same as the ones that my wife Lucy got at Macy's basement for $298. Fred, see if you can tell the difference.
Sure, anyone could. These are beauts. And what a bargain. Why don't you buy them for Lucy?
If there's such a bargain, why don't you buy them for Ethel?
Well, it's not a matter of money. These could be worth $1 million. But with Ethel wearing them, they'd still look like $298. This dame didn't like me so much, she's giving me a headache.
Japanese Red Cross girl.
It's me, Lucy Ricardo.
Look, get...
What?
First the bathtub, and now here. We're meeting in the strangest place.
Yeah. I gotta change the pearls. I gave you the wrong ones.
What?
Yeah, I gotta switch them.
Oh.
I'm sorry I knocked you over.
Well, that's okay.
Everything all right. Mama, a broken leg. Just broken leg on table.
You all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you. I'm all right, little girl. Mr. Sada, here's the pearls.
Say, you know, I was just thinking, I think Fred had a wonderful idea. You know, Lucy's been dying for some real pearls, and... Well, I think I'm going to buy it for her.
Good. Well, that's between you and Mr. Asada.
They're yours if you want them.
I'll take them.
Thank you.
Me go now. Geisha girl take coffee break. Tea break.
Lucy!
Ethel, come on. The jig is up.
What are you doing here? I thought you were going to a baseball game.
A baseball game?
Yeah. Who won?
Well, the baseball game. Yeah. Who won the game, Fred?
Huh?
And what was the score?
The score, yeah. Who was the score, Fred?
Whoa.
You know, Fred, the baseball game that we went to see tonight. What was the score,
Ricky.
Fred?
Ricky.
Look, I'll make you a deal. If you don't ask me any more questions, I won't ask you any more either.
Thank you, honey.
Well, Fred?
Hey, Mac, can you spare a string for me?
Underneath.
Oh, Fred! Oh.
Gee, Bob, thanks a lot. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't own a string of real pearls. Oh, Bob. Neither would I.
By George, you know, this really does beat a ball game all hollow.